are, that all of these things that you have been asking for so long are swirling in a powerful vortex and becoming more and more and more. And everything that you've been asking for, because the things that you've been asking for, the experiences, the relationships, the abundance, the experiences, all of that that you've been asking for is not resistant in nature. And so law of attraction has been able to easily gather all of the components of all of your dreams and desires. You get that? You are the only holdout. Everything that you want is easily been drawn, and you are the one now that is allowing yourself to be drawn. Can you get this picture? In other words, can you feel, do you understand the power of law of attraction? And do you understand that through living of life, you have put the components of that which you desire to attract into this vortex of attraction? And can you feel that law of attraction is summoning unto that spot, unto that manifestation point, if you want to call it? We don't want to call it a manifestation point, because even though you can't see it, even though it hasn't manifested, it is a point of attraction and it is real. And it is going to be experienced at the point that you stop disallowing yourself of going there. So as you know that it's there, and now you're just relaxing and allowing yourself to see the evidence of your progress along the way, now in time, and not very far from now, you're already beginning to experience some of that. You begin to see little clues along the way that are letting you know your proximity to it. We would like you... all of you, but we would like you to be less interested in the manifestation points and more interested in just letting yourself get close to the feeling of it. Because if you could get inside of that vortex that you've created that already exists and feel what it feels like in there, you would go there quickly. It's this feeling that I'm not there that is the only thing that is keeping you from going there. Every time you take score, I'm not there yet, I'm not there yet, I'm not there yet. This is more evidence that I'm not there. This is more evidence that I'm not there. This is more evidence that I'm not there. The reason you feel lonely is because everything you care about is over here and you're over there, you see. So as you start saying things like, oh, it is there, and as you're feeling the appreciation of the contrast, you opened with that here. I feel appreciation for the contrast that has brought about this culmination. Right. And we say, oh, are there ever more culminations that are coming, you see? So we tell a lot of stories in order to soften resistance in our physical friends, like the joy is in the journey. You've been saying that for a long time. And almost everybody who hears that goes, yeah, right. The joy is in the journey. Because most physical friends are willing to put up with the crappy journey to get to the destination. But unless you are enjoying the journey, the destination just keeps eluding you. So then we try to soften it for you by saying, the destination is going to keep changing. Because you're not ever going to get it done. Contrast causes you to create your vibrational escrow of that, and in time, you release resistance and catch up with it by finding the feeling place of it. But long before this manifestation that you've got your sights on now fully envelops you and shows itself to you in all material fashion, long before then, you've launched many more rockets of desire. So the destination, the goal, just keeps spreading out there before you. It will eternally. And unless you finally get the idea of that and stop hanging your star on getting there and start being exhilarated about the fact that contrast has given you a reason to move, it's the movement and alignment that is the joy of life experience. If something could happen, it never will. If something could happen that would cause you to cease the launching of desires and you ever could catch up with what you've created, that would be the loneliest feeling that has ever been felt by anyone, because it would be the feeling of endedness, which does not exist anywhere in the universe, you see. So this feeling of loneliness that you are describing, this feeling of despair or depression or disappointment that so many feel, is only an illusion brought about by improper focus, focusing upon where you are instead of upon where you're going. And we get it, why so many